Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if, by the transgression of the one, the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in justification. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
Paul wrote and spoke extensively about grace, God's favor given to the undeserving. The apostle knew firsthand the freedom that Christ gives. He described himself as the worst of sinners because he persecuted many believers prior to his conversion. Once we accept Christ's death on our behalf, we're reconciled to God, and sin's power over us is broken. The Holy Spirit indwells us, and we're spiritually alive. We're members of God's family and given new purpose for living. Scripture likens our conversion experience to receiving a heart transplant, changing citizenship, and moving from darkness to the kingdom of light. Our Heavenly Father's desire and will is that we relate to Him on the basis of grace alone. Just as we needed to rely on Christ's gift for salvation, we're to live a life of dependence upon Him. It's our faith, expressed through obedience, that pleases God. Grace is the most powerful, life-changing force in the world. God the Father freely offers His unconditional love, and whoever receives His Son receives His love. At salvation, our life is placed upon the immovable rock, Jesus Christ, whose favor is extended to us.